All right, so when the elevator doors opened today, I made my way into the office, and the first words I uttered were, "Oh, Jarosh," because the Jarosh Bakery of Elk Grove Village clearly had dropped off a bunch of food, and, well, I've been eating it ever since I walked in here. We're featuring Elk Grove Village today in your hometown. It is all sponsored by At Properties and McDonald's. You know, if you want us to feature your town next, you can go to WGNradio.com. and nominate your town. But right now, let's say hello to Kem and Kathy from the Jarosh Bakery. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you. How are you?
Hi, Steve.
I'm well. You know, I was at your place several years ago. It's been too long, but I walked in today, and your food is everywhere, and I just want to say a big fat thank you for that.
You're welcome. Not sure how it got there, but somebody must have supplied it. That's good.
You know, our phone lines lit up because I think your customers pronounce your bakery Jarosh Bakery, and you pronounce it Jarosh, right?
That's correct.
So do you correct people when they come in?
Never.
No.
I'm just glad they come in.
Kathy, how long have you been in business?
62 years in October.
62. And Ken, what's your day like? Are you still up early baking every day?
No, I usually get in between 7 and 8. We've got a night baker that starts at 7 or 8 the night before, a couple of guys that come in the middle of the night, and then a bunch of other people that come in between 3 and 4 and 5 in the morning.
I would imagine the holidays are busiest for you, but do you guys have a slow period?
January, when everyone has stopped eating, and September can be kind of slow, although around here in the suburbs, our schools are starting a lot earlier in August now, so that might turn into a slower period for us.
Well, you know, in January, you should sell treadmills or something just to sort of counter program. And I also looking at your website today, where you close for a couple weeks every July just to give everyone some time off. Tell me about that idea.
We do. Well, my parents and grandparents started doing that, had it in a lease from day one. And we close for just 2 weeks. Usually it starts right around the 4th of July. And traditionally, that's our time to kind of close up and go on vacation and just get out of Dodge.
Yeah, it's kind of nice, I think, if everyone's off together, right, then you kind of have that shared experience of a vacation to talk about when you come back.
It's that, and otherwise, if we're still open, or if the bakery's still open and Kathy and I aren't here, we're getting phone calls and it's still on our mind.
Ah, good point.
Yeah.
Kathy, what's your favorite product to eat yourself?
Oh, wow. Our brownies, our chocolate chip coffee cake, cinnamon bread, cinnamon raisin. Oh, and I love the almond strip, too.
I think I had a chocolate coffee cake today, and I had a blueberry cake, too. That was pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Blueberry Melody or blueberry cream cake.
Now, I was out there with a buddy of mine, a big Christmas cookie fan. Well, it's probably been 10 years or so ago, but when Christmas time comes for you guys, It's just magnificent out there. Tell me about the atmosphere and the business you do around Christmas.
Wow. Well, it starts before Thanksgiving, and we just keep working every day of the week. Even though we're closed on Sundays, we're here working. Those butter cookies, we package somewhere between 15,000 and 16,000 pounds in about 6 weeks. And they're produced every day, hand-dipped every day, and packed one box at a time every day. So it's
all-consuming.
It's a busy time. Ken, you know, we're focusing on Elk Grove Village today. So tell me a little bit about the town. And I mean, I know you're a fixture in the town. It must be pretty special to you.
It is. I grew up here, went to high school here, went to high school with our mayor. I think it's a great community. The location is wonderful relative to expressways and the city of Chicago. The industrial park that's adjacent to the residential area is, number one, it's a great buffer between us and O'Hare, but from a business standpoint, lots of companies that will order stuff for business, and then their employees taste our product, and then they stop in on their way home. So that's, I think, one of the reasons why we have grown with the community as people moved to Elk Grove, liked our stuff, moved to Barrington or Schaumburg or Naperville. They keep coming back. And so the location of Elk Grove was key to that expansion of business over the years.
I think Craig Johnson has been mayor since the Jarosh Bakery opened 62 years ago, right?
It feels like it, yeah.
I bet it does. It probably does for him as well. Ken and Kathy Jarosh, listen, it was great to talk to you. Nice catching up, and I look forward to the next time we see you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 W.
Your hometown. Get your hometown content and submit your suggestions at WGNRadio.com/your hometown.